Offers. What constitutes an offer? Under ideal circumstances, an offer on a residential property is presented in writing on the required forms, including addenda. On the other hand, circumstances are not always ideal, and any offer must be presented. Even if it is an oral offer, all offers must be presented, no matter how low or ridiculous. The agent does not have the authority to dismiss an offer without presenting it unless the party has given the agent instructions in writing to the contrary. An offer can be communicated by phone, fax, email, letter, or hand delivery. Presentation of offers. If possible, the license holder should present an offer to the client in person. In any event, the offer must be presented in a timely manner. A license holder has a duty to communicate or submit offers to his or her client. The communication or submission of an offer should be made promptly because the license holder's duty is to keep the principal or client informed at all times of material information. There is no specific time frame within which the license holder must present or submit an offer. Nonetheless, in most cases, the submission of an offer, or, at least, a communication to the principal that an offer has been received, can be completed within a short period of time. Texas recognizes the legal doctrine of imputed notice. Under this concept, an offer is presumed to have been delivered to the principal when it is delivered to the agent. TREC may discipline a license holder who fails to communicate an offer in a timely manner. Occasionally, a buyer's agent might ask to be present when the listing agent presents the offer to the seller. No provision in the Real Estate License Act or the rules of the commission requires the listing agent to permit the buyer's agent to be present or to accommodate the request. However, the rules of some multiple listing services state that the listing agent should accommodate the agent's request. In such an event, the listing agent might ask the seller if the seller will permit the buyer's agent to be present when the listing agent presents the offer. The listing agent might also want to advise the seller to listen to the buyer's agent, but not negotiate the offer until the listing agent and the seller have had an opportunity to review the offer and discuss matters privately. In some cases, a buyer's agent might question whether the listing agent presented the offer to the seller. In such a situation, the buyer's agent must be careful not to base such an allegation on mere suspicion and should have a reasonable basis for such an allegation. While it is permissible for a buyer's agent to ask for some sort of verification that the offer has been presented, for example, a written statement signed by the seller that the offer has been presented, neither the listing agent nor seller is obligated to provide such verification. Nonetheless, the listing agent is statutorily and ethically obligated to present all offers in a timely manner. Evaluation of offers. When a seller receives an offer, what is the bottom line? Is one of the first questions asked. Sellers are most interested in what they are going to net at closing. The listing agent should prepare a net sheet when preparing an offer to a seller. The net sheet estimates the net proceeds to the seller and should be prepared based on the offer under consideration. Some buyer's offers request that the seller pay for items that are not typical or generally paid for by the buyer. Offers often include a provision that the seller pay for a residential service agreement, home warranty, or possibly do repairs and upgrades as a condition of the sale. When the seller agrees to this type of condition in a contract, the seller has made a concession. In some cases, a buyer might ask for a seller contribution to the buyer's closing costs. Seller contributions to the buyer's closing costs reduce the amount of cash needed by the buyer at closing. The net sheet gives the seller an estimate of what the seller will realize at closing if he or she accepts the offer as presented. By preparing the net sheet, the license holder is not suggesting that the seller accept the offer as presented. He or she is merely performing his or her duty to keep the client apprised of all critical aspects of the transaction. In most cases, the agent working with the buyer prepares the initial offer. The offer is delivered to the listing agent, seller's agent, who presents the offer to the seller. The party making the offer is called the offerer. The party to whom the offer is made is the offeree. The offeree has the ability to accept the offer. This ability is known as the power of acceptance. An offer must meet certain legal requirements. It must be communicated to a specific offeree. Hearsay knowledge does not constitute an offer. For example, if somebody in a public setting said he would be happy to buy the Johnson place for $250,000, it is not an offer because it was not communicated to a specific offeree. Intended to be a serious offer, an offer made in jest is not a valid offer. Definite and certain enough to be accepted by the offeree. The offer must be specific so that the offeree who is exercising his or her power of acceptance knows exactly what he or she is accepting. In most residential real estate transactions, the offer is usually in the form of a contract completed by the buyer's agent, which is then delivered to the seller's agent. An offer with terms such as price to be negotiated later is not a valid offer because it is not specific. The person to whom an offer is made has several options when responding to the offer, which include do nothing. An offeree is under no legal obligation to respond to any offer. Doing nothing is obviously a less than desirable response, but is an option nonetheless. Reject. An offer may be rejected without explanation or comment. Rejection is also a less than desirable response because it does not invite further negotiations. A variation is the reject with an invitation to resubmit, where the offeree rejects the offer but provides suggestions to the offerer that might be acceptable to the offeree. Accept. Acceptance of a contract must include full acceptance of the entire offer without change. Any change, no matter how minor, becomes a counteroffer. Counteroffer. A counteroffer is made when a party changes an offer in some way and communicates the change to the other party. The counteroffer is actually a two-step process. The rejection of the original offer coupled with a new offer. Consider a potential buyer offering to purchase a property at $245,000. If the seller responds with a counteroffer of $255,000, the original offer of $245,000 is no longer available for acceptance by the seller because he rejected it with the $255,000 counter. When the seller communicated a counteroffer of $255,000 to the potential buyer, the seller was offering to sell to the buyer at that price, which amounts to a new offer. Note that a working counteroffer does not change a property's list price. There may be a $255,000 counteroffer working, but the $260,000 list price remains unchanged. Acceptance. Acceptance of an offer means that the accepting party does so with no change to the contract whatsoever. Any change, no matter how trivial, turns the offer into a counteroffer. A contract for the sale of real estate must be in writing and signed by the parties to be charged with performance in order to be enforceable. Agents should take care that they make no representations as to acceptance of an offer until all parties have signed and the acceptance has been communicated. In determining whether or not there was an effective acceptance of the contract, the points generally considered are those of intent, the manner of acceptance, the timeliness of the acceptance, and whether or not that acceptance was unconditional. There must not have been any jest or proposed change in the offeree's mind, or in the manner in which he accepted the offer. The offeree must also have been the party to whom the offer was made, and not someone who simply overheard the offer being made. The process of offer/counteroffer will continue until an agreement is reached, or one of the parties grows weary and withdraws. Multiple offers. If a broker receives more than one offer, all offers must be presented to the seller unless instructed otherwise by the seller. No offer has a priority of presentation over another. The broker should submit all offers promptly. For example, if a license holder receives an offer at 9 a.m. and presents it to the seller, and then receives a second offer at 3 p.m., before the seller has accepted the first offer, the license holder has the duty to submit the later offer to the seller. In the same example, if the agent representing the second buyer is aware that multiple offers have been received, the listing agent should notify the agent representing the first buyer that multiple offers have been received. The same would be true regardless of the number of offers. The listing agent should keep the terms and conditions confidential so as not to give one buyer a significant negotiating advantage over another. A broker is obligated to place the client's interest first and is also obligated to treat other parties to the transaction honestly. Termination of offers. If an offer has been made, it can be terminated prior to acceptance by the offeree due to the following: the acts of the parties, operation of law. Acts of the parties depend on the conduct of the offeror and offeree. If no time is specified, the offer remains open for a reasonable time, and the offeree may accept this offer within this period. If there is a specified time period, the offer terminates upon the expiration of the period. An offer may include language such as, "This offer is in effect until 5 p.m. month, date, year." In any event, an offeror may withdraw his or her offer at any time before the offeree accepts it. If there is no specified termination time, an offer should be withdrawn in writing if that is the offeror's desire. Operation of law may terminate an offer. The law terminates the offer upon the death of either party prior to acceptance, the bankruptcy of either party, or a change in the law that renders the contract illegal. When does the offer become a contract? An offer becomes a binding contract when all parties sign it, and the acceptance is communicated to the offering party. Communication is also referred to as notification.